Hello and welcome to the 15th episode of Brawl Planet. I'm Jelly and today I'll be doing a collaboration, well, with my friends, Bobble Fizz.
Hello.
So he was away at school last time we did the podcast, and we also have Pepsi.
Hi.
And Pop Fizz is unfortunately at a camp. So yeah, we are going to be going over the top 5 strongest brawlers in Brawl Stars. Enjoy. So now we are going to be doing our top 5 best brawlers in the game right now after the balance changes. So I'll be doing my fifth, then Pepsi will be doing his fifth, and then Bubble Fizz will be doing his fifth, and so on. So to start it off, my fifth best brawler in the game is Brock. So I haven't really been able to try Brock out now with the balance change, how his attack is slower, but I still think he's a decent brawler. I still think he's very good because his explosion rate is insane. I think he's still a great brawler. I think he's just in the meta right now. Strong, super, it's really OP. And yeah, Brock is just really good in the game, I think, right now. And yeah, that's my fifth best brawler in the game. So now Pepsi.
Okay, so my fifth brawler is Belle. I think this because even though, yes, she has had, like, I don't know, so many nerfs, her shot bounces, her shot damage, lots of things, she's still really good. That's why she's not that good. She's only fifth. I think she's this place because her shot's really good, especially, like, in high ranks, when you have teamers, it just separates them. It's really funny to watch. Also, it's very annoying to other people. And her gadget, also really annoying. So, overall, she's just really good.
Okay, so now, Bubble Fizzes, you need to say your fifth.
So, my fifth is Amber because she is a very decent brawler. And her ammo, if she's out, she's really dead, and her ammo is really good, and Amber's very hot.
Because she's hot, yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, by the way, Bubble Fizz is only 7, so he may have some grammatical wrongs.
Yeah. grammatical wrongs.
Mistakes.
Yeah. Okay, so now for my fourth is going to be Stu. So I think Stu's actually good in the meta right now. All the brawlers have been getting nerfs, well, Stu has not, so he's just risen in the meta. Stu's can just dash around the game, leave his fire all over the place, his gadget, the breaking the walls. I never realised how far the walls shoot.
But he has had a big nerf.
Yeah, but he's still really good in my opinion.
Yeah, he has had a big nerf last season.
So, yep, that's why I think Stu does big damage, very decent brawler. I just need to fix up a spelling mistake. Perhaps he has that. Stu's just a great brawler in the game right now, in my opinion. So that's why he's number 4.
My number 4th is Brock. He is only 4th. He would have been higher, but they nerfed him. They still haven't nerfed his explosion radius, which is really good. But they have nerfed his rocket speed, so it'll be you can't auto aim with him anymore. You have to aim your shots normally. He's very good. His super always high damage. His shot high damage. Explosion radius. He can hit through walls. Star powers and gadgets. OP. Yeah.
So now Bubble Fizz, your 4th.
Oh, my 4th is gonna be Buzz because his stunning when he supers is very good, and he can easy kill, and Buzz is a dinosaur.
And then
he has sunglasses and he has a weird dog. Bad boy.
Bad born Buzz.
Bad born Buzz. And
he looks cool, I guess.
And he looks cool.
Okay, I have more to add to this. So, like, his stun really good. He can chain supers, kill after kill.
Oh, so his gadget.
Uh-huh, high health. Yep, gadget.
Free super.
Lifesavers.
He's like an easy rank 30, 25. Not easy, but rank 25 is easy, I guess. In Skull Creek, you can just easily push him from, like, 850 to 1,000 in a day, like some person did. Okay. So for my third, it is going to be Belle. So Belle is very good in the game, I think, right now, even though she's had a ton of nerfs. Belle, I still find her really easy to hit her shots for some reason. The super it's not the best super, but still very good against, like, Franks, Tanks, and Belle, the curvy shot mechanic where it goes to the next person, I find that very decent. Belle's just very versatile right now. She can be played in basically any mode. Her long range fast attacks are really easy to hit people with. She does a decent amount of damage. And yeah, I think Belle is a great brawler, and that's why I put her at number 3 on this list.
I totally agree, Belle is cracked. Yeah, so my third is Frank. He has gotten a big buff. He actually has, like, he has so much health. He does a lot of damage. His super's OP. Any type of stun, that's really good. And so his big nerf was his gadget. It used to be not very good. It used to have so little damage, but now it, like, does over double the amount. So, high damaging, and it pulls them in. Irresistible attractions. His other gadget is also pretty good, but it's not that good.
Anymore.
His star power paired with his irresistible attractions, Sponge, he does, like, over 5,000 damage.
It's insane.
OP. It can, like, one-shot so many brawlers apart from tanks. It can one-shot any brawler apart from tanks.
Yeah. Okay, so that Bulf is now... So can you say your third, please?
Mine is Stew because I like him because he's a very dumb robot. And then he charges his... super very quickly, and his gadgets, they're quite okay.
It's okay.
And he gets the super very quickly, and yeah, and he dodges, and then he gets a dodge.
Also, Stu's really good in Brawl Ball because you can just super the ball because you're super, and you can get in half a hit, in half a shot.
Yeah. Okay, so for my second is going to be Ash. I think Ash should have this place because Ash, he's not, like, when he dies. Okay. So Rage Bar is very, really good. I find Ash does tons of damage, movement speed fast with the Rage Bar up. Pretty easy to get it. Just hit a few shots and you're basically OP for, like, a long time until he gets down to the ground. His super, like, those mini mousies, they're really good, and it's really funny when you just chuck a ton of them on people and they just order a million damage to them. I find it really annoying. Ash's gadget, 2,500 health, is life-saving sometimes, and Ash is just a great brawler in general. I think he's paired with healers, he's really OP. Ash is just a great brawler in Brawl Stars, can counter many people, does tons of damage, high movement speed, and yeah, Ash is just a good brawler in Brawl Stars, in my opinion.
Alright, my second would be Byron. Byron's really good, he's gotten a buff. So, he's really good paired with Ash, as Jelly said, and lots of tanks, because he heals, and healing is a very major part in Brawl Stars. His super, lots of damage, it can heal him and his teammates. It's really good when someone jumps on you, like close ranges. You heal and damage. Also, his shot, it does quite a bit of damage. Yeah, he's really good.
Okay, so Bumblefizz needs to go to the bathroom.
No!
So let's have so we're going to cut this in half, cut this recording in half. So he's going to go and then we'll continue recording when he comes back.
Ah, oh, what a relief! That felt
okay.
Good.
So
My what?
Bumblefizz's turn, and he's gonna say his second. I think second.
Yeah.
It's going to be Leon because being invisible is very good in the game, and like he has lollipops, and lollipops are very yummy.
Lollipop, and yummy.
And he is and he's a boy that's trying to be cool, but is actually not cool. okay.
Yeah,
and his gadget is very good, both. And being invisible is very good in the game.
You said that already?
Yeah. And it's very fun sneaking up to them and start. Attacking him.
Yeah, I agree. It's very fun, even though you don't have Leon. But okay. So now for my first, it is going to be. Wait, did I do Ash yet? Yeah, I did. Byron. So I think Byron is really OP in the meta right now, just because of insane healing ability, his poison damage, his super malaise is actually good in the game right now. Basically, it stops them 50% from healing. So I think this is actually pretty. A pretty good star power. His gadget keeps him sustained, and paired with some brawlers, he can be unstoppable. Byron is a beast. Right now in the game, he's really OP. Yeah, Byron's just a great brawler right now in the game. And yeah, Byron's just good in basically anything apart from Solo Showdown, even though he can be played there. But and he's good, very good with different brawlers. So that's why I think he is the first best brawler in the game.
Okay, my first best brawler is Ash.
Trash.
The living trash can is actually pretty good. So his attack does
tons of damage.
If his rage bar is charged up, tons of damage. One thing that's really good is it surprises them. So like. He does initially very little damage, but so when fighting opponents, they think, oh, he does too little damage, I can win this. But then suddenly, you go from like 900 to like 4,000.
2,200, I think.
Okay. So, really good. His super, it's okay. It can like, I guess, tank. No, not really. Yeah, it can tank. It can show you where they are. It does some and damage.
It does pretty
it's
good damage.
It's a mini robot, so it's his servant.
Yep.
They are cool. Yeah.
And, but don't play him in Showdown because he sucks at destroying boxes. And OJ will definitely not use him in Showdown because all OJ's life about is boxes.
Yeah. Okay, so. Now, Bumblefizz, good thing I didn't say his name again, it takes so long to beep out. So, Bumblefizz, your turn to say your first best brawler in the game.
My first brawler is going to be Ash because he's a stupid robot and that he likes whacking people in the head with a broom. And he has a banana on his head. And okay. His mini robots, when he does a super, it does decent amount of damage. It tracks you and yeah,
very
and
OP.
It's very OP. And the skin Ninja Ash is really good. And his rage bar is really good. You just need to do more damage and be faster so you can run away and also hit better and kill people so you won't have to die.
Okay, guys, that is our top five favorite best brawlers in Brawl Stars right now. Some of our opinions may not be the best.
Yeah.
So do not say, and then listen to Tom and he says, and Bones and or clearly for number five it has to be Stu, because Amber, and our opinions might not be correct. So yeah, that is our list, and thank you for listening to this episode.
Also,
I accidentally cut it when Pepsi was going to say something.
So, okay. Ours, like Jelly said, is not always the best. So, okay. Our opinion, as Jelly said, is not always the best.
So listen to Nemo's podcast.
Yeah, you can go see Nemo's podcast.
It's called Eternal Brawl.
Yeah, it's called Eternal Brawl on Spotify or Apple iTunes.
Yep, and Bubble Fizz wants to say something too.
Nemo's a pro, and so his opinions will be a lot more accurate than ours.
Yes. Okay. We all agree, right? Right, Bubble Fizz?
Yes.
Okay. So now for Bubble Fizz's speech. He wants to say something.
Yoo-hoo! This is the best podcast ever.
Okay. That was random, and thank you.
That was random.
Okay. Thank you for listening to the 15th episode of Brawl Planet. Make sure to follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on, and if you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure to leave a 5-star read and leave an email to get featured in the next episode. Bye.
Indeed. Bye.
And follow on Spotify.
Yeah.